Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss sports podcast with Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of the Ole Miss Spirit.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Talk of Champions. I'm Billy Embody. With me, Ben Garrett, as always, in the Riverland Roofing studio in New Albany. The New Albany branch. Ben, how's it going, man?
It's going. It's been a crazy couple weeks. Obviously, you've been doing stuff like moving to a new home personally. And then in my personal life, everybody knows what's going on with Gracie with the seizure stuff and, you know, some other things happening as well. And then the merger, you know, you got Rebel Grove people in the Spirit merging together and trying to find some commonality. And it's been a work in progress. But, you know, I think it's gone well enough. You know, there's been some nonsense on the board, but that's to be expected. Some lies said on some people's name about certain things, but you know, that's to be expected. And I'm just glad the people are there. I'm glad that both sides are together for now. And you know, it's been so far a pretty seamless transition. Again, you know, I'm trying to stay above some of this nonsense, but even still, you know, it's been good, man. I like that they've been good people. I mean, they've been good. I've liked how active the board's been, how curious people have been about recruiting. I think the recruiting piece is really what's carrying us through June and July, you know, especially with nothing going on outside of like the MLB draft. I mean, it's brutal out there right now. But Chris Beard, we sat down and talked to him yesterday, and he was great, man. And, you know, there's some stuff going on, but we're in that weird purgatory time where for all of us, not just with the sports calendar, right, and the SEC Media Days coming up, on Sunday, and Bill and I will be there for 3 days on Radio Row. Come and check us out. Come talk to us. And some awkwardness with all this transitional stuff. But, man, we keep rolling. We keep rolling here at Talk of Champions, the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fleet of On Three. And I'm just thankful, man. It's been a good little run, even though it's been hectic and at times a real pain. But, you know, I've enjoyed, you know, everything we've got going here at the Spirit. I've never been more excited, man. And Bill's, God bless him, he's the one that volunteered his tribute to answer all 500 emails that he got for like a week. But, you know, yeah, how you doing? You making it all right? Everybody settled in over there in the new house?
Yeah, I'm happy to be in an office in this space. Mm-hmm. I like having my space because I can get things done and just kind of stay organized and efficient and all of those things. So really pumped about the new space. And look, I mean, with this merger, I mean, you covered it well. There's been a lot of settling in that has occurred, and I do think the board is settled in, and there's a lot of change. And when you have two boards that are as different as the Spirit and Rebel Grove, there's going to be a lot of that. And we're now over a week into it. And I think we're going to see, you know, eventually, I mean, it's no secret. And, you know, Shannon let Neil know, and let us know that, you know, ahead of this merger happening, that he was going to go on the message board and say, hey, Neil is going to 24/7 Sports August 1st. You know, there's no, we're not trying to keep you and hoodwink you into getting an extra month, you know, subscription charged or whatever. And so there is this month overlap, and it's strange, for sure. But, you know, eventually we're going to have, you know, our crew, on the board, and on the website by ourselves, so to speak. And we hope that people that are new, that have never given me a chance, that don't know me, or haven't been to the Spirit in a long time, give us a shot through football season. You know, I think there's a lot to offer. And now with the industry coming down to just two sites, man, support both. I mean, that, like, you know, that's where I'm at. And the more coverage that Ole Miss fans can get, the better. You know, that part of the reason why our podcast is as successful as it is because there's space for us to do this. You know, there's not really like a ton of local radio, and people can support who they want to support. You know, if they can only support one, I get it. But there's a long-term vision that we have that I think is going to be pretty special. And that's what you and I have been talking a lot about over the last, you know, couple of days, and making it work. And part of one of the pieces is going to SEC Media Days and doing it different. You know, we're not going to sit and listen to Lane and get our one question in on SEC Network, and then we're not going to go and sit and get our one question in on Brian Kelly so we can have our face on SEC Network. We're going to be working Digital Drive, is what they call it now. And, you know, Riverland's sending us there, which is awesome. We're so appreciative of all they do for us. Give them a call, 662-644-4297. And, you know, we're going to have anybody and everybody come through. You know, we're going to kind of structure it out where we're going to be live some of it. We're going to be bagging some interviews as well to kind of roll out over these next few weeks while we await the end of purgatory when fall camp arrives, like you said. And there's a lot to be excited about with, I think, where we can take our site. And, you know, that's really what we're focused on now that we've kind of settled in. You know, the tech tickets, if you still have tech issues, feel free to email me, billy.embody@on3.com, and I'll get you pointed in the right direction. The Rebel Grove message board posts and threads have all been imported in, and now the next step is importing all of the user likes and, you know, message board counts and things like that. But it's 25 years of stuff from Rivals that is coming over to On3. And for those that don't know, On3 acquired Rivals as a whole, all of their websites. This, you know, I've seen it on our board here and there. It's, you know, on, it's Ole Miss Spirit acquiring Rebel Grove. Like, that's not, I don't have that coin. Ben doesn't have that coin. Like, we don't have
I'm it. A salaried employee for a corporation. You know, yeah, I just signed a new extension with On3. Yeah. And here's the thing, man. Yeah, it's been, there's been some awkwardness, especially with the whole me and Neil Tiff becoming public. And like I said originally, and like I stand by now, the way I described it is exactly how it happened. I was honest about it. I apologize to all the parties involved, including Jamin Brakefield and Denson Hollis and all those guys. I talked to them again yesterday. There was no attempt to fight Neil. No one was going to swing at Neil. That's what I told him during the thing. It was a misunderstanding. And you're talking about two bullheaded people who can't just talk sensibly. Immediately when the shouting started, there was no bringing it down. So I have no issue with Neil. I know Neil is probably, you know, got issues with me. That's fine. I don't agree with a lot of the portrayal of how things have been said, but it doesn't matter to me. Like, I've been friends with Chase since college. You know, I've known him since college, and we've worked around each other for a long time. I have a lot of respect for Chase, and talked to him the other day as well. We were surprised that all this came to made public weeks after it happened. And again, as far as I'm concerned, while some want to, you know, pick apart particulars in regards to things, I have no issue with Neil. I could see a future where Rebel Grove and Ole Miss Spirit people, and including Neil and Chase, like all of us living in harmony together. Like, I'm not worried about it. I'm excited about the future of this site. I'm excited about the future of this beat. And I'm excited for Ole Miss fans to really see what the Spirit is now, because, and it's been this way for years, but old feelings die hard. And I understand that, right? I understand that you're always going to think that, the Spirit's the Homer site, and the other side is fighting for objective truth and good and only things like that. I know Bill and I take a lot of pride in what we do, and that's why I'm going to do my very best to keep my head down and do good work for y'all. And like Bill said, just give us a chance, man, because it's been me and Bill just rolling along now for about a year, and it came on the board. You thought that it was 2014 again, 13 again. It was strange, and you know, a lot of things said, but hey, man, feel how you gonna feel. I'm not so vain as to think everybody's gonna be a big fan of Ben Garrett. I'm not so vain as to think everybody's gonna believe my side of these things, but also my side, his side, it doesn't matter. There are no victims here. That's what needs to be made clear. Both acted abhorrently. Both like to be big and loud, and don't like anybody to get bigger and louder. But I have no issue with Neil. I don't. He'll probably want to keep talking about it, and if he does, so be it. But you know, I like Chase and Neil. Talked to him. Well, not Neil, but I talked to Chase last couple days a few times, and I'm just, you know, I'm proud of what we've done at the Spirit, man, because like, this isn't the first time that a third site has been attempted in the Ole Miss market, right? And that needs to be said. I mean, like, Chase did it with Inside the Grove. Him and Ty Leszewski did it. I mean, there's been multiple attempts at a third site, and it's never worked. You know, you had 247 by Scout, which resulted in David's old 247 site being combined with the old Ole Miss Spirit Scout site, and then that became a big old site, and they're sitting over there with, you know, however many subs, I don't even know what it is now, but we built a really good base. And then, you know, the bottom dropped out, and we end up at On Three. I mean, I'm so proud of what we've built, a subscriber base that, you know, you read it on the board. I don't disagree. Like, Rebel Grove has led the industry, the market, but it's not like they've been kicking our ass. Like, at the end of the day, they had 300 more subs, and they've been at Rebel Grove for decade, and we'd been at building from scratch on a whole new site again, and we were only 300 subs off. I was very proud of that and the traffic we generated. But more than that, I'm trying to make sure that our community, even if you don't like me, buddy, I'll stay out your way then. You know, if you want to talk to me, if you want to ask me real questions, hit me up, hit Bill up. I will be open and honest. I don't want to get into the pissing matches on the boards. I don't want to get into the pissing matches on podcasts and this, that, and the other. I have no energy for it. I have no time for it. I'm ashamed of my part in what happened. I will openly tell everybody what happened and how I feel about it. But again, make it crystal clear. I'm glad to see Neil stay. It's surreal to see Neil's stuff on our board, like, or posted in a story. Like, I was glad to see his 10 weekend thoughts. I was glad I got to read it. You know, it was good stuff. You know, Chase is great at baseball. I have no issue with those guys. There is no rivalry here. And that's what's so frustrating to me. Two people can have a disagreement. It can get heated, but that doesn't mean that there has to be hate involved. There is no hate for me. Now, on the other end, I can't speak to him, but I do know that Neil has helped me a lot professionally and personally. I feel like I've done the same for him in a number of different things. But, you know, things happen sometimes, and time will heal all wounds, I suppose. I'm just trying to do my best to keep my head down, be a better person than I ever have been. But when I said I was an angeraholic, that means I used to pop off emotionally all the time. I'd get loud and blah, blah, blah. I don't do that anymore. Until a couple weeks ago, 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, it's weird timing. It's suspicious timing for it to come out when it did, because I've talked to Keith Carter, Jamin Brakefield, Chris Beard, Denson Hollis. I've talked to all these people. I just want people to know I have no issue with Neil. I'm done talking about it. Unless you want to DM me and ask me about specific things, I'll be honest with you. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to bullcrap you, but onward and upwards, the Ole Miss Spirit Rebel Grove merger, it's been better than I could have expected. Yeah. And I think we're ready to roll.
All right. Before anybody turns us off, we'll get into the news of like this past week, but we hadn't talked to you guys since you know, Thursday? Live together since all of that. So it's been like a week. So, look, we want to get into recruiting because it's been crazy. We want to get into the Kelvin Bolden, Alex Brown moves that were made. And we appreciate you guys in the chat. Dirty Bird saying good morning. And, yeah, no one should care. It's between you guys and Joseph Moore. Yeah, we're moving on. We're all adults. And
yep.
Rhett Boutwell, hope I'm saying that right. We're going to talk about the whole Kelvin Bolden, Alex Brown thing. So here's my...
Joseph Moore, the back and forth between Spirit guys and RG guys is absolutely childish and stupid. We are all adults.
Yeah.
Agreed. Let's go.
Yeah. So what was it? Monday night. Kelvin Bolden, news comes out that he's going to LSU and he's going to get a top. He's basically going to be the assistant general manager to Austin Thomas, who was at Ole Miss. Goes to LSU where he was before. And you know, that's huge news just from a splash perspective. Like Kelvin Bolden, his ties in Mississippi, you know, he's been in the state forever. He's a well-known staffer, you know, as he was director of recruiting strategy. He's one of the few that I know of nationally that is allowed and cleared to go on the road when he was at Ole Miss. You know, Ole Miss basically would hold back, you know, a Pete Golding or a Charlie Weiss or somebody else who doesn't need to go on the road as much. And they would send out Kelvin and they'd send him anywhere, you know, Mississippi a lot, but you know, he's well versed in the South in particular. And, you know, he's one of those guys that, you know, was just one of the nicest humans ever, could go into any living room and connect with a family. And so that's important to know. Now, he is also not a position coach. And the same goes for Alex Brown, who we'll talk about in a second. And I would say the reaction is, how I could best summarize it is, two things could be true at once. You know, Kelvin Bolden leaving Ole Miss and going to LSU is something that is not good for Ole Miss as a whole. Right. You don't need LSU to have extra ammo in Mississippi, a state that they're already recruiting pretty well lately, in particular with Tristan Keys committed, four-star wide receiver Jace Matthews right there for him as well. They've got Emmanuel Tucker committed. They've got some other Mississippi talent that they've landed, you know, over the last couple of years, but also Donovan Tate at LSU, a Mississippi native, has done a terrific job building those pipelines for LSU into the state. So not good for Ole Miss that Kelvin Bolden leaves. That said, in my experience, and especially in today's day and age of college football and where recruiting is, you can find replacements for guys like Kelvin Bolden, for guys like Alex Brown, who's more on the scouting side, and you can make those moves because you have these personnel departments that are now turning into the NFL model. You know, they are growing and growing and growing, and they're getting more and more interns and graduate assistants and all of these people that want to be the next GM of a college football team. They want to be Billy Glasscock. They want to be Austin Thomas. They want to be James Blanchard at Texas Tech. You know, the guy who left Notre Dame for USC. You know, those are now, they want to be Andrew Luck even. They're high-paying positions that are running these football programs. In
Ron Rivera at Cal.
Yes, yes. Coach Rivera. Rivera's awesome. Yeah, yeah. I got some of the Redskins stuff behind me when I worked with him. That's the goal for some of these people now. And so you are seeing these staffs expand. You're seeing that recruiting is now a lot more tied to money. And what is the rev share agreement? What NIL deals can you get me? And as we'll talk about later, that applies to Xavier McDonald, four-star wide receiver committed to Sac State. You know, that's a guy that behind the scenes, Ole Miss is like, yeah, we feel good. But guess what? Sacramento State offers him a terrific deal to make him one of their highest paid players. That's not something Ole Miss is going to do. That's bad allocation of funds. So now I feel like we're going into this world where we're going to be breaking down recruiting and breaking down the transfer portal like it's the NFL free agency period, because you're going to have opportunities where you can go out and sign a guy. And just like your Cowboys, Ben, and you know, my Cowboys now that I kind of married into the Cowboy fandom,
God bless you, kid.
I know. You're going to have podcasts just like those or other NFL teams that say, God, so-and-so GM just didn't spend enough on our offensive line this year. When in November, you're, you know, let's say not running the ball well. Gosh, I knew we should have allocated, you know, more funds to go out and get a better starting guard or center or more depth, all of those things. And so the Kelvin Bolden move is something where he can now progress into being a GM. There is, I've heard the rumors. I've checked in with a couple people. Look, it's going to be on KB if he wants to come back, you know, now that Alex Brown is gone. If there's a different situation at Ole Miss that presents itself. I've reached out to him, haven't heard anything back, still checking around. I expect him to go to LSU at this point, but with the news that Alex Brown has left for a scouting job with the Atlanta Falcons, and Alex Brown was Ole Miss's director of player personnel. He came over from SMU where he was for a couple of years. He's got deep ties in the state of Texas. He was basically Billy Glasscock's number two because Billy Glasscock is handling contracts. He's handling, you know, the kind of dealings on that front. And Alex Brown was leading the scouting department, and Kelvin Bolden leading how you recruit, how you go get players. So, you know, the Alex Brown departure is a big deal for Ole Miss because you got to be good at scouting. You got to be good at evaling. And Alex Brown now going into a regional scouting role for the Falcons, he's going to live in Oxford still. So he and his wife are going to live there and still be able to, you know, check in every now and again on Ole Miss. So maybe we'll see the Falcons pick up some more Rebels. But, you know, that is one where he was settling in. He was building out his staff. He made a couple of hires over the course of this past offseason. This wasn't something he was planning on doing, but he wants to be an NFL GM. And so you can't fault him for pursuing a dream. And that's the hard part about where the college game is as well, is it's such a time suck. It's a wild, wild west. And guys are leaving left and right for the NFL. The reason why Kelvin Bolden had a spot in a way at LSU is we saw a lot of departures off their staff under Austin Thomas for the NFL. So two things can be true at once with the Kelvin Bolden thing. Big loss for Ole Miss, but also Ole Miss probably isn't recruiting in the state right now as well as it has been, in part because money is a little crazy on some of these high school guys right now. And Lane Kiffin and Billy Glasscock, who've built this program into 10 wins through the last 4 years, they don't necessarily want to get into that, and they definitely don't want to get into it in July. They want to turn back around in November and say, all right, now we know kind of where our roster is going to be, who we're going to be able to retain next year. Now let's go and make a splash. And that's what they're going to try to do in the fall.
One thing that I've seen on social media, on the message boards, that we're going to go ahead and rebut is Lane was asleep at the wheel, or he's enjoying his fishing vacations and while his staff is getting poached. Ole Miss knew about the Alex Brown move, and not, I mean, Kelvin was more recent than even Alex. I think Alex had been in the work for a couple of days. So with that news getting around the Manning Center, you saw guys like Kelvin say, hey, well, I want that. It's a promotion. It's an elevated title. And Lane went in a different direction. He wants to go in a different direction. Not to say that he didn't value Kelvin and love Kelvin in his role, but for that specific job, he just maybe thought he wasn't the right fit. I don't want to speak for him, but he did pass on giving or elevating the title of Kelvin Bolden just to replace Alex Brown. And Kelvin pursued this opportunity with LSU and Austin Thomas, formerly the Ole Miss GM, and good for him. You know, you hit it right on the head about who Kelvin is as a person. Just a great guy, real genuine. Has been a tremendous asset for Ole Miss in recruiting for the last 3 years, especially since he got back or got put on the road. You know, that was something when Derek Nix left, there was a lot of concern about in-state recruiting and stuff like that when he went to Auburn, and Kelvin immediately got on the road and was a huge part of that. That was his main territory, was in-state recruiting. Like you said, the numbers are nuts right now, and it's about money on hand. You know, the money that's being exchanged right now in June, July, is different than what it's going to be, you know, or at least that there's going to be some more twists and turns, I should say. This isn't necessarily how it's going to be, even in a couple of months, let alone by signing day in December. But Kelvin, man, he's going to be missed and all those things. I'm happy for him. And now the question is, where does Ole Miss turn? Obviously, this is going to be a critical hire, if not two hires, for both the Alex Brown departure and Kelvin Bolden. For Ole Miss, it's about really addressing the in-state recruiting need partially, but also, you know, you got to get this one right. Like you said, it's such an important position now in college football. I mean, this is the position that all coaches or off-field assistants aspire to. I mean, this is going to be, you know, 10 years from now, probably outside of the coach, the most lucrative job that any college football team has. I mean, in working in conjunction like GMs and head coaches do in the NFL. Now, it's more about GM and ownership, I guess. But you have the ownership as the Ole Miss fan, right? So you can say, hey, wait a second. There needs to be more money allocated to this and that. And Bill's absolutely right. He's calling exactly what's coming down the pike. And bully for Kelvin for pursuing that dream, because this isn't the first time that he's been passed up for other opportunities that he pursued at Ole Miss. You know, that's needs to be said. Like when the wide receiver job came, this is a former wide receiver. He's a Mississippi Gulf Coast Community College Hall of Famer. I mean, he played at Southern Miss. He got a cup of tea or a cup of coffee in the NFL. The wide receiver job comes open and, you know, Lane goes outside the organization to make that hire. Tight ends coach, same thing, went and got Joe Cox, and both have proven to be great hires, especially Joe Cox and what he's able to do on the recruiting trail. But the Kelvin Bolden thing, it did seem abrupt at the time, and it kind of happened all quickly. Like, I texted him that night and said, hey, you going to LSU? And he went, yes, sir. And told me his new title. I went, oh, well, there's that then. And that's where the story came from, the Ole Miss Spirit, OMSpirit.com, affiliate on three. But at this point, I think Lane has more than earned a little bit of leeway and patience in terms of all of these decisions. Because if you just wanted to evaluate, because that's all we and on the message boards, we can evaluate from more of a long distance point of view. And if we're being honest and fair about the long distance point of view, man, in-state recruiting is not going particularly well right now. You know what I mean? So it's not like, and I'm not blaming, that's not all on Kelvin. That's not all on anybody in particular, but who's to say that Lane didn't want to have some kind of a shakeup, didn't want to do something a little different, not necessarily lose Kelvin, who was like his right-hand man in a lot of ways, but certainly, you know, Lane is been a very efficient and proficient and productive CEO of Ole Miss football for 6 years. I think he deserves a little leeway in terms of not just the timing, but also what he's looking for and how he's trying to build out his program. Because when you've won 10 games or more in three out of the last 4 years, I think you've earned that at least. Is, hey guys, you know, I understand what's going on. So the idea that, you know, Lane's asleep at the wheel while his coaches are getting poached couldn't be further from the truth. Just like Alex Brown can be a scout for the Atlanta Falcons and still live in Oxford, Mississippi, you can be on a boat somewhere and still figuring out your coaching staff situation. I mean, the world is smaller than it's ever been. Connectivity is easier than it's ever been. And, you know, I'm eager to see what Lane does. I know Alex Falk, who was previously at Ole Miss as its coordinator of high school and junior college relations, he's at NC State with an elevated title in the recruiting space. And, man, he'd love to come back. I know he's been reaching out trying to get people to talk to him. I mean, he'd be a great fit. I mean, there are a lot of fits out there potentially, but Lane is going to hire who he thinks is the best person, and he's going to put all sentiment aside. And that's what needs to be understood here. That we could talk about all kind of candidates, and we've heard some other names too. But honestly, I'm guarded about it because I think Lane could go any number of directions here. And I wouldn't be surprised. Actually, I'm kind of expecting it to be a hire completely out of left field. Billy Glasscock wasn't on anybody's radar when he got hired at Ole Miss to replace Austin Thomas. He wasn't the guy. So it could be something like that. And I just know that Lane is more than earned, I think, some time to kind of, you know, work through it and put the pieces together, because the winning has been unprecedented, and Lane's, you know, He's made all the right moves so far, save for maybe a couple that we've picked nits about. But no, man, when you win 10 games and three out of the last 4 years at Ole Miss, you deserve at least some leniency and some patience as far and some trust, some real trust as far as what Lane's going to do, and know that he's going to have the best interest of Ole Miss in his mind.
If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Granger understands that you go to great lengths and sometimes heights to ensure the power is always flowing, which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRANGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You eat well, you work out, but did you know 99% of Americans are still mineral deficient? That's where Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder comes in. It's your daily foundation for better mood, natural energy, immune support, and nervous system balance. Formulated from nature and backed by science, it's a simple habit that makes a big impact. Because your body doesn't make minerals, and today's food and water don't supply enough, with Concentrace, you'll feel the difference. Go to TraceMinerals.com and start with minerals. Start with Concentrace.
Everyone has a fave Wendy's frosty flavor. And when you're choosing from chocolate or vanilla, it's not that hard. But now there's all new frosty swirls and frosty fusions. So try picking your fave from Oreo brownie fusion, Pop-Tarts strawberry fusion, strawberry swirl, brownie batter swirl, caramel swirl, and caramel crunch fusion. Not so easy now, huh? For a fresh way to frosty, gotta be Wendy's. Open till midnight or later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary by location. Oreo is a trademark of Mondelez International Group. Pop-Tarts is a trademark of Kellogg North America Co. LLC, used with permission.
And another thing, too, the personnel world is on a different timeline than the coaches' world.
Yes, it is.
And this is at... Sometimes we see it right after the season where somebody goes and gets a promotion. They immediately go get on staff somewhere else. Like, that happens. But then the other time is right around now. We see some shuffling usually.
Because it's the dead time. It's purgatory for all of them.
Yeah, exactly. There's no visits in July. That's a change. But then also, this is perfectly timed as well for Billy Glasscock if he does want to take his time with this hire as well, because the player personnel symposium is in Nashville the first week of August. So all the recruiting and scouting people around the country, it's become this, you know, their version of coaches convention, and it's right at the beginning of fall camp. So they get out of there while the players are, for the most part, you know, still early in fall camp, and they go and meet. They meet on trends. They meet on, you know, things that are coming down the pipeline, issues across recruiting calendar. And they'll be in Nashville that first week of August. And that is a big opportunity for Billy Glasscock. When you look at the hire that he's got to make to replace Alex Brown, that is, whoever you hire is going to come in. They're probably going to bring a person or two that they trust as well. And they're also going to, you know, have the guys that were working under Alex that are sharp guys as well. But this is going to now chart the way that Ole Miss scouts, like college transfers and high school players. And so it is a enormous hire, and the Kelvin Bolden hire is a big one in a sense, but you also have a staff that are full of communicators on the personnel side. You know, that's one of the quote unquote easiest jobs to do in a sense, is be a communicator and build relationships. I'm just being honest. Like, I'm not saying that to say that Kelvin Bolden wasn't good at or isn't good at that. I'm just saying that's what most people want to do. They want to be right there talking with recruits. They want to be talking with the transfers. They want to be leading the way on communication. And there are a lot of people these days that are young that can get into that. And so he can also go the route of hiring two people to fill Kelvin Bolden's role, I feel like. You know, with what he was probably getting paid and his role, that's all something that Billy Glasscock's going to work through. That's something that the new director of player personnel, whoever that is going to work through. And there are still, I know of one hire that's coming down the pipeline in personnel. And honestly, with the way this has been and from what I've heard, probably not the last change. And part of that now is because there's been change at the top. So look, Ole Miss this is not going to be something that you're going to look back on and say, if Jace Matthews commits to LSU, it's because of Kelvin Bolden.
Right.
I mean, LSU's had the buzz. The school right now that I'm personally watching the most
Don't say it.
Is A&M.
I knew you were going
to
say it.
Like, they are starting to pick up a little bit of momentum. They have some serious, serious momentum behind them with some top prospects nationally. And we'll see. I mean, that's the long and short of it. Donovan Tate is the one at LSU that has built this pipeline into Mississippi.
If Dante Moncrief got a job,
yeah,
Jace Matthews would be an Ole Miss rival. I'm just saying. You know,
look, yeah. I'm not like you hire a guy like Dante Moncrief, you know you're going to get somebody that bleeds Ole Miss and is probably going to be fine with whatever role he needs to fit into.
The Jason and, Matthews comes to Ole Miss role.
Yeah, that. Yeah, there are certain guys that are hired in that respect. I mean, truthfully, if I'm Ole Miss and you want to go pay a pretty penny, man, you're trying to fire a shot across the bow back at LSU and go get Donovan Tate.
Mm.
Hattiesburg native. I mean, who's down there in Hattiesburg? Tristan Keyes.
And Tristan Keyes, I think, is trending more and more away from LSU. I'm not saying towards Ole Miss, but yeah, I think Tristan Keyes – I think Tristan Keyes is ripe for getting picked off by somebody. I would say probably I don't want to predict where he's leaning right now because it's been a fluctuating thing. But yeah, I mean that's how you got to start thinking if you're an Ole Miss fan is strategically in terms of how you can get a foothold back here, but also address real needs. I mean Tristan Keyes and Jace Matthews are wide receivers that could step in and play. Is Tristan especially? I think Jace is pretty darn good too. So I think both of them could really push to play pretty much immediately. I look at Tristan Keyes and I see the next Jamar Chase. You have to think of it strategically and you have to have some patience with this because there is no rush to this. That the calendar now is where like this is the perfect time for this to happen actually. Yes, it's awkward and it's a weird but as far as the demands on the people making the hire, Lane and Billy Glasscock, and Billy Glasscock will really go and do the legwork and dig it up and find candidates and present them to Lane. Lane will have some ideas too, but this is Billy Glasscock's hire first, and then it's got to have Lane sign off, obviously. But this is the perfect time to do it because they're afforded the time to do it, right? And if it had happened like at the start of August, oh boy, that had been a pain in the rear end. But fortunately, if this is going to happen, and it did, back-to-back double dip of tough public news, then certainly you want it to happen in the deadest of all dead months as we're, you know, inching at a snail's pace closer to 2025 college football. And yeah, I'll miss Kelv. I think Kelv's a good dude. And
yep.
I didn't know Alex all that particularly well, but he did a tremendous job here. And you know, I'm curious to see where they go. More than that, I'm curious to see if and when they make this hire, if that reverses anything specifically in state, because it just hasn't been a good run for them in state. It hasn't. And it like they're finalists and they're contenders and all this stuff. Like, but it, ultimately you have to get some names on your side. You got to get some guys in your boat. And Ole Miss just keeps coming up short over and over and again. Again, a lot of that has to do with money on hand and commitments right now to players from schools. And Ole Miss is pushing against that. Ole Miss has always been a school that means what it says and says what it means. So when it says we'll give you this and we're going to pay you this, that's what they mean and they do. But some are just, you know, wanting to get the commitments as early as they can and hold on for dear life. Ole Miss is playing a longer game, but right now, you know, in the short term here in the summer months when nothing's going on, they're not getting the results that maybe could help push them through this dead time. But that's not how you do it. That's, you just stick to your plan. You stick to your approach that has gotten you this far so far at Ole Miss, winning at an unprecedented level. The winningest coach is Lane Kiffin in modern Ole Miss history. Just if you're an Ole Miss fan, take a step back and try to let it play out a little bit and see where things kind of land, because it wasn't like it wasn't as if in-state recruiting especially was like rolling, you know, like an uncontrolled train down the track. So it's just they need, like, I'm not so sure, and I'm sure they don't want to lose Kelv, they didn't want to lose Alex, but change can also, even though it's unexpected and surprising and maybe not what you wanted at the time, change can also be exactly what you need. Right. So we'll see how this plays out. And I fully believe that Lane and Billy Glasscock are going to make a great hire or two. And then we'll kind of make the judgment there. But for now, yeah, it's a tough blow just because of how it happened and when it happened. And, you know, Kelv going to rival LSU, man, that's crazy. It's like Billy and Body, you know, coming to cover Ole Miss. You know, it's a crazy, crazy time. No, I'm playing.
I got some DMs from some LSU fans that were on the site when I was there, and they were like, "Oh yeah, we completed the trade. We completed the trade.
Yep. Officially completed." I mean,
right?
They got Kelv. We get Billy and Body. I'm glad we got Bill. You know, like Bill's my dude, and yeah, it's a tough loss for now, but man, Lane's more than earned. I'm telling you, but Lane's more than earned at least your patience as far as what his hire is going to be and how he's going to go about it, because he has a huge network and he will pursue anyone and everyone if he wants to. He's not shy about it. He's just going to try to make the very best hire for those particular positions, and I have no doubt that it'll come out on the right side of things.
No doubt. And speaking of coming out on the right side of things, I do want to remind our friends on the podcast of our friends at College Corner. Oh. They bring it, and you want to come out on the right side of summer with some great gear. College Corner has multiple locations across Mississippi. They also have the new location, still newish, in the Oxford Commons. This is a great time to get your polos lined up for game day this fall. We're also going to be doing a kickoff event in August there. Get hopefully some players to come hang out or whatever, but also some food trucks and do some collaborations with them as well at College Corner. Make sure you hit the link in our description and help us out by using that link to buy whatever it is that you need to buy ahead of football season. But College Corner, they're also, if you hit the website, they'll give you a discount for buying online. So they've got some great gear. We love working with Scott, and we've got some fun things planned with him as well around the season. So make sure you guys support our friends at College Corner as well. And look, you see commitment ceremonies these days, and the kids are getting all the latest and greatest gear together, so they look pretty good. And one guy that maybe should have stopped by College Corner as well is Jet Goldsberry, who Ben committed to the Rebels Monday night. Over the last couple of weeks, if you've been on the Ole Miss Spirit, we broke it down that Ole Miss was setting the pace here, and he's an on-three, four-star prospect. When you watch his tape, he's a state champion, son of a former Purdue fullback who ends up not going to go play for the Boilermakers, but he is a football player.
Not just a lunch pail guy, you know?
No, he's got the lunch pail. He's fast. the first one in, last guy out. Coach on the field, yeah. You know, all of those things.
Yeah.
And he absolutely brings it. And for assembling a roster, I always think it's important you find guys that have a winning pedigree, that bring a winning mentality, and that is Jet Goldsberry. Everything he does, he competes in multiple sports, he plays both sides of the ball, he never comes off the field, and that's what you look for when you are trying to go out and beat out the schools that they beat out. And they're not schools that are necessarily going to be like, oh wow, they beat A&M, they beat Oklahoma, they beat, you know, Texas or whatever. But to get him out of the Midwest and beat out his dad's alma mater, Purdue, who made him a huge priority, they beat out Indiana, Wake Forest, UNC, a bunch of others. It's a big deal because they also had him on campus earlier in June, like middle of June. So,
hey, look, and if Bill Belichick wants a skilled white player, I'm just saying.
Yes.
I'm just saying.
He's also an accomplished wrestler in the 215-pound weight class.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he runs track and does track and field events as well. So all of the athletic traits, you can see why on three and now Rivals, on three Rivals. We're going through this rebrand on the high school recruiting side of things.
It's officially for Rivals. So the Rivals,
yes.
His Rivals profile and his own three rating. That's, yeah. We're still working through some things.
Yeah, we're working through some things, but he is a four-star for us on the site, and you can see why. I mean, just all the things he does on and off the field, they're really excited about this one. Wes Neighbors was very important in this one. He was on FaceTime with him at the announcement when he made his announcement Monday night. And look, I think this secondary class for Ole Miss has a chance to be one of the better ones in the SEC. I don't necessarily know that right now it will have that, you know, we talk about in-state recruiting. It's not going to have a Braylon Womack, a five-star safety. It's not going to have that star power at the top. But what it has a chance to be with Iverson McCoy and Braylon Williams, and we haven't even talked about Iverson McCoy on the pod yet. Iverson McCoy picking Ole Miss over Mississippi State. He was a one-time state commit. He ends up deciding to go play for the Rebels and join his teammate Braylon Williams. Those are two of the more versatile DB prospects that they have, and they really like both of them. Braylon Williams does some super freaky things. They're very excited about him. both out of Tupelo High School. But then you now look ahead to the rest of the safety group that they're going after. And man, like we've talked about on the site now for a couple weeks, even before he announced his decision date, Craig Tutt out of the state of Tennessee, the Volunteers want him in a big way. Mm-hmm. You broke that news on the Spirit about just him being, you know, one of the top options, but also that Ole Miss was leading the way. And now the buzz is back that up. And then you have NASCAR McCoy, who not only is on the all name team, but, you know,
great.
Has a bunch of programs coming after him and has been, you know, one of the more highly touted guys in the secondary class for 2026. You get those three together and you're in really good shape in the secondary. And then you see if you can flip wherever he goes, a Tylan Wilson, or maybe somehow a Braylon Womack, but I don't think that's going to happen as of now. But you know, that's where Ole Miss has really made a statement in the secondary, and they've been able to, I think, find a way to address a position that going into this year is viewed as certainly a question mark. And you've got to find a way to complement transfer portal recruiting with high school recruiting. And mm-hmm. that's what they've been able to do so far. And now if they can get this class that they look like they're going to assemble across the finish line, then you're like, okay, now the future is secured in a big way for the secondary.
I've got to start making RPM picks. Like Bill told me that I needed to make RPM picks. I'm going to
show you how to do one at SEC Media Days. We're going to make one live.
I would do it live. I'll do it for Craig Tutt. I should have done it for J.C. Anderson. I wrote stories instead saying that Ole Miss was the leader for J.C. Anderson. He commits, the tight end four-star. Same thing with Tutt. I mean, Ole Miss is the leader here. He announces on July 18th. If we do a live RPM pick at SEC Media Days, I will do it for him with like a 70% confidence rating right now, if not a little bit higher. And you did the same kind of thing as far as projection for Jet. So some things are happening in a positive direction for Ole Miss football recruiting. And these are players that just because they're not from the state of Mississippi does not make them any less, if not more so, of a better prospect at their current positions. This Tutt kid, that they love him.
Oh, and he can play all over.
They can play all over, and they think, honestly, he's a freshman that could step in and challenge immediately. You know, you're talking about a Trey Washington type four-year starter potentially for Ole Miss in terms of because of his versatility. It's going to be hard for a freshman, any freshman, to get on the field in his current environment and be dominant from day one. But they think he has that kind of potential to where, because of his versatility, because of his projectability and his ability to play all over, there's any number of places where he could play and play at a really high level as quickly as possible. So some more RPM picks we'll be making once Bill shows me what to do. I guess it's time. It's time now, Bill. Like we have to put the RPM picks in. I tried to avoid it. You know, I never loved the crystal ball and stuff at 247. But yes, I mean, stay tuned to the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, Fleet of 1-3, because yeah, we've been talking about Tutt and we talked about Anderson and we put in, or at least try to let y'all know where these things were headed. And we think there are a lot of other potential nice developments coming for Ole Miss. And for me, at least, it starts with Tutt, who again is announcing on the 18th. And I think Ole Miss is going to be the school.
Yeah. And look, we'll talk about it later this week. There's more decisions on the horizon. There's more prospects that are going to make the call. But you know, one thing I do want to bring up before we'll talk about that on Friday and kind of preview what we want to know from SEC Media Days. But Ben, the baseball side of things, you know, they've been able to assemble a roster that I mm-hmm. think, you know, now once again the expectation's got to be at least that you make a return to Omaha, I would think. You know,
that's the expectation every year, you know.
Yeah. but relative to look at what they have,
yes,
you know, it's you've now got it in a spot where you can have those expectations and at least be like, all right, well, if it pans out like they think, you've got a real shot to make that happen. In the latest addition, Topher Jones really accomplished that in part too, just kind of a late add-on guy from junior college.
Yeah, Ole Miss had to have him. Ethan Cerewick, surprising entrance into the NCAA transfer portal at the last minute and ends up at Florida. Ole Miss, I mean, he had a great summer league. Ole Miss was so excited about what he could bring to the next year, maybe as a third baseman, certainly as a designated hitter candidate, and now he's off to Florida. It was a tough blow, but Topher's a guy that can come in and challenge at third base. Again, a designated hitter candidate as well. Got real pop at around 360 last year for Pearl River. Former Mississippi State commitment, I think, or signee, and he committed at one point to Louisiana Tech. And Ole Miss didn't initially offer because it didn't have that need. But once the Cerewick thing came about, offered him, came in hot after him, got him in for a visit, got him signed. And that was important because losing that depth, especially at this awkward of a time at the last minute, that was tough. And with the MLB draft coming up, you needed more assurance as far as your position players. And I think Ole Miss has done a great job of covering all his bases. That's what I'm getting to. I think this
nice
team
pun. Nice pun.
Thank you. I think Ole Miss right now on paper is a better team than last year's team at this time last year. I think they have more depth of options, especially in the rotation. I like the returning players that now have proven production on their resume. Judd Uniemark's expected back, hit 22 bombs to lead Ole Miss last year. Will Furness is expected back. Austin Foley's coming back. There's a nice core of players. And on the pitching side, I think that's where a lot of their upside is because, you know, Daniel Pacella is going to step in and hit well, just like Ryan Moorman and Mitch Stanford and Isaac Humphrey all did and be good all year. Same thing with Tristan Bassettia. There's a little bit more of a concern with him just because he's coming off of a major injury, but he's proven what kind of player he is when he's healthy. So Hayden Federico is going to be kind of a important, you know, connector piece, glue piece for Ole Miss if he can stick in center field. I think obviously they're not going to turn away any good players if they can get them. And if they could get maybe another center fielder option or potentially a shortstop, certainly a shortstop, a middle infielder to come in and compete with Owen Pano, Braden Randall, and Dom Decker, the transfer from Murray State, they'd get that as well. But they've really positioned themselves well as they turn now to the MLB draft, which is July 13th and 14th. The expectation is Luke Hill is going to get drafted high and signed. Mason Morris, I mean, I think both of them are top 150 players. Coy James, the freshman that Ole Miss really hoped to get on campus. You know, history repeats itself. It's like with Roman Anthony. It's like with Jackson Job. It's like this kid is going to get drafted high and probably going to sign because he would have come in and certainly challenged in the middle infield and been a player that Ole Miss could count on maybe as a true freshman. But really the question is, where does Hunter Elliott go and does he sign? And I think at this point heading in, it's clear that the likelihood is he's going to get drafted and signed. And the reason for that is because of the leverage of it. Next year he'd have, like, wherever he gets taken, you just got to be taken there and signed because you have no leverage to say, well, I've got this kind of coming back. But Ole Miss certainly has put together an enticing package to bring him back. And it's not just about the money, but you got to compare the money compared to what he would get depending where he's drafted and signs this year. And that's going to be a consideration as well. There's a lot of things in the air with Hunter Elliott. I expect him to sign, but if he doesn't, which is a possibility, you're talking about A-plus, well, I don't ever give A-pluses. It's hard to give A-pluses. I'd say a solid A-minus off-season for Ole Miss baseball. And, oh, NQ Scalper says, I heard Neil slapped you, silly Ben. He did not. No, there's no physical anything, but thank you for jumping in the chat. Jerry Moore, hottie toddy from Pascagoula, Mississippi. Hey, Jerry, good to see you. Thanks for joining us. But I like where Ole Miss is currently heading into the MLB draft and excited to see kind of how the chips fall and hopefully no real surprises in terms of guys maybe, you know, Coy James is going to go, but, you know, a guy that you were counting on to come back like a Grant Richardson. You get him from Grand Canyon. He's got real projectability, and he's in MLB draft risk. Daniel Pacella, all you got to have is one team to really fall in love with them. And, you know, I could certainly see that happening. I don't expect it to, but as long as Ole Miss can come out with guys like Grant Richardson, Will Libert, and Marco Siplis, all of which are weekend rotation candidates, and those two big boppers in Daniel Pacella and Tristan Bassettia, with the returners coming back, yeah, I think Ole Miss is going to certainly be a contender for Omaha all over again.
And, you know, the thing about it is, I think when you look at Dom Decker, I mean, he's the guy that's got to be your franchise player, right? Do you know where I'm going with this?
Yes, I know where you're going. And I will say,
Dom, before I go there, I do want to say, when we're in Atlanta next week, mm-hmm. All-Star game, and MLB draft all over SEC Media Days. Who schedules this?
This was such, like, Atlanta already has terrible, absolutely atrocious traffic. And now, unfortunately, the battery is way out there and all that kind of thing. But holy cow, man. Like, really, the media days and MLB All-Star Weekend in the same time? What is going on here? What is going on? NQ Scalper, does Bolden departure hurt more on Keys? I don't think it really means all that much for Tristan Keys right now. What do you think?
Yeah, I would go no, because I still think the link for LSU in part is you know, Donovan Tate. I mean, he's from Hattiesburg. He's you know, from what I understand, like literally where Tristan Keys basically lives. So I think it doesn't help that he has left Ole Miss now. That is a guy that has a relationship with Tristan Keys, and it, in theory, because of that, hurts him. I still think Tristan Keys is somebody that at the end of the day, and it could be LSU, it could not be. I mean, he's going to get so much money thrown his way and in legitimate NIL deals, in rev share. I mean, he's going to have a business decision to make. And I really just believe that's what it's going to come down to for him. And
who can put the best package together?
Yeah. And if, you know, if LSU gets close, you know, maybe he stays with them. I mean, you know, truly, you know, that they've at least circled the wagons on that front. And you know, showed it in the portal, you know, this past cycle. But, you know, A&M, Tennessee, you know, those types, especially Tennessee. Tennessee's one that I feel like they could really make a priority. But we're also seeing it get a little wild. I mean, it feels like there's been a little bit of a flavor of the week with the team that has had the buzz around flipping him. So if that's the case, this one's just going to go late into the season. And it's Joseph Moore, good question on this. Got to think Keys signs with an Adidas school. Winston Watkins is an Ole Miss wide receiver and is signed with Adidas. I don't necessarily think that's the case. There's certainly some thought.
It's a good point, though. I mean,
it's a good point.
I was like that's Joseph, you killed that, because like the considerations now for what they were
crazy
are not the same. And so there is going to be more volatility. A great point. That is something you have to consider. But Winston Watkins and Adidas guy, I'm glad you brought that up. That's exactly where I was going with that. And Winston Watkins, man, he looks so good in the spring.
Yeah, they love so him. Here's something that's when you know, here's a tidbit for you guys, and I'll post this on the Spirit, because I've posted it and I've forgotten, or I'll post it again. But when they recruit wide receivers and they bring them in for camp or they go and watch them, the guy that they're comparing them to right now as far as the future, because in part they're closest to age, but the guy that they want to know if they can move like that is Winston Watkins.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb Cunningham special, and he's done some freaky things since he's been on campus apparently as well. But the guy that, when you get into it over scouting decisions, you say, well, you think he's better than Winston Watkins? That's what you want. Like, I mean, you want that across your roster, but if you're Winston Watkins, that's what you want. And Ole Miss did they flip him? I think they just landed him late. I know it was on signing day, but that's one that I think could be a lot of fun. If Lane Kiffin gets into a lot more motion with him and doing some backfield things, and I mean, he's going to be fun to watch eventually. So
they have more depth of options as far as talent, especially at the skill positions, which says a lot, because you lost Trey Harris and Jordan Watkins. Yeah. I mean, really productive players. But like, if you look at Ole Miss's fourth guy last year, Juice, compared to Ole Miss's fourth guy this year, which could be any number of players, you know, like I just think, and this is not to knock Juice, because Juice had a great Gator Bowl, and there was a chance at least, or they tried to bring him back, and maybe he could have been something. He's still with the Giants and Jackson Dart, you know, best of luck to him. But it was such an up and down year, and they had to ride with him, because that was their guy. That's the guy that they had for that spot. I think they have more guys for more spots. If like Deshaun Stribling doesn't translate like it did at Oklahoma State, which I don't believe is going to be the case. I think that kid's going to be really good from start. Harrison Wallace from Penn State has been the most impressive of all of them to me. Caden Lee is he's the most stable and steady and reliable wide receiver on campus. He's a route he's a route merchant. He's insane. He can run the whole tree, and that's how he gets open. And, man, I mean, he's every bit the route runner, in my opinion, Elijah Moore was. Now, he doesn't have the same short area burst, I don't think, but he gets open and he can extend. I mean, Caden's a great place to start, but they have such an amazing – they've done such an amazing job, I think, with that position in particular that's so important for Lane-Kiffin offense of building out, okay, if so-and-so doesn't work, well, here's this and this and this and this. For example, Caleb Odom, we haven't even talked about him yet. You know, like Caleb Odom, the transfer from Alabama, wide receiver who's built like a brick crap house. I mean, this guy here, he could be a monster in the Trey Harris, like coming on as a year two kind of guy. Winston Watkins, Caleb Cunningham, they really like what they have. Samari Reed, I mean, there's some players that we haven't even really gotten to talk about because they're not buried on the depth chart, but there's just a lot of them, right? So I think that option for those options for Austin Simmons are deeper. They had to be. They knew they had to fill the room up. It could not be top heavy. It had to be balanced. They tried to do that everywhere. I think the one area where they didn't really hit it as much as they want to is offensive line, and we'll see how that goes. But, yeah, I think this wide receiver group is going to be really special. I would say if I was doing rankings, I would put Ole Miss's wide receiver group top 10 in the country. I think it's one of the very best in the country.
I think they did get – were they right outside of maybe like a Phil Steele or Athlon or something like that? They were probably.
Man, I remember picking up old Phil Steeles and Athlons. Like when I go, like we
got
go
both there. Right now. They're across the room, but
God, I miss. It's a begotten time. You know what I mean? It's a forgotten time, Bill. Because like
I'm prepping for our SEC Media Days trip. I'm like, all right, transfer portal's killing me.
Well,
like,
the transfer portal's killing Phil because he's trying to make his projections for the best players 1 through 136, and like Ole Miss added 32 transfers.
Like, so Athlon, I know that they, because I've written some stuff for them, like recaps or sent them information and things like that, and they go to publish, I think, in like May. So,
come on, man.
I mean, I've seen it before. There's a kid that's committed, and you know, a writer has him penciled in as starting right tackle, and he flips late. From the transfer portal, it's nuts. So.
It's hard. That magazine life in 2025 is hard to live. But hey, I'll go down with the Phil Steele and Athlon train. They meant so much to me growing up. But if they did put Ole Miss's wide receiver group in a top 10 list or even a top 8 list, maybe even I wouldn't top 5. I'd have to look at other groups. I don't want to speak on other groups. I'm not as educated. I haven't popped open the Athlon and Phil Steele like that. But this Ole Miss receiver group is what's really makes me so bullish about not just the offense being good and winning games, but like Austin Simmons not having those wild peaks and valleys. Like they got more depth at running back. They just got a lot going for them. And yes, they're replacing 18 of their starting 22 last year. But Harrison Wallace started at Penn State.
Yeah.
Jean Stripling started at Oklahoma State. You know, like go through it. It's Kewon Lacy was the second team running back at Missouri. You know, Logan Diggs would have started last year if he was healthy. Go to the defensive side. Santarin Perkins is a beast, and CJ Dottery is going to SEC Media Days, a captain of that defense. Told me straight up, said, Ben, I'm gonna win the Buckus Award this year. And you know what? I'm not gonna doubt TJ Dottery. Bull, man, if he sets his mind to something, I think Bull can go get it done. But like there's no sense of drop off with this team. If anything, they think they're as good, if not stronger. And all of us are used to thinking a certain way. Man, you're replacing all this. I mean, how you're gonna take a couple years? No, the portal has changed that completely, and that's why you're seeing so many still consider Ole Miss a contender and put his win total, I think over under from Circa was 8.5. That's about right. I've got them at 9-3 right now. Old years when they were replacing so much, you'd have said, man, if they can just get to a bowl. These days, you're just like, buddy, they better get the playoff now in year one under Austin Simmons. It's a different world, man. I was talking to a coach, Ole Miss coach, like a couple weeks ago, last week actually, and he was like, yeah, man, we were all so excited. You know, we win 10 games, and Ole Miss fans are going crazy. And then this year, we win 10 games, and everybody's like, yeah, but you didn't go to the playoffs. It's like, oh, shit, we're at Alabama now. You know, like Ole Miss doesn't believe in reloading or retooling or rebuilding. It's about, you know, every year they're in the race and they're expecting to go compete at the highest level for a national championship. And that's a testament to Lane Kiffin, who, again, is going to be making some critical hires coming up with the Alex Brown and Kevin Bolden departure. But he's more than earned the right to make those moves.
Yep. With that, do you want to say that they're looking for that director of player personnel guy that can scout and find the next franchise player for the Ole Miss Rebels?
Yes,
and this is a great time for you guys before the season gets busy and everything gets going. Reach out to our friend Andy Ludeke at My Perfect Franchise. MyPerfectFranchise.net, 404-973-9901 is where you can find him at. He can talk with you about your financial goals, about your goals with time management, or how much you want to just give to this process, whether you want to find a side hustle business and franchise that fits your needs and goals, or if you want to just say, you know what, I'm done with the corporate rat race. I want to go live the American dream and own my own business. It's pretty simple. Just give Andy Ludeke a call, 404-973-9901. He'll help you through the franchise process. His services are 100% free, and he'll get you in that respect. And if you do find a franchise with Andy Ludeke, he will make a donation to the Grove Collective as well. So
heck yeah.
That is why you should at least call him. I mean, again, his services are free. So for Ben Garrett, I'm Billy Embody. Everything we do at the Ole Miss Spirit is powered by our friends at Riverland Roofing. They're sending us to SEC Media Days. We're going to be live there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Give them a call, 662-644-4297. We appreciate everybody who's chimed in on the chat this morning as well.
I will be at the Riverland Roofing Studios in Oxford with Ole Miss center, now starting center, Bryson Sanders playing NCAA football 26 today. I've been playing like Ole Miss's schedule. I can't remember who the third opponent is, but I might just like do Ole Miss versus Ole Miss, you know, like, because
so maybe you could finally win. Have you won?
I did, but that's because Carter Short, Ole Miss's long snapper, and that was one of my favorite sit-downs I've done in a while. Man, he was so much fun to talk to. I mean, this is a guy who played for Nick Saban. Nick Saban helped him in the portal to find a spot at Ole Miss. Go listen to that one. But Carter doesn't play video games. Like, he doesn't play video games. The problem is, Bill, I only won 31-3 against a guy who never plays video games.
It's tough.
So I'm worried that I'm going to go in there today and Bryson's going to beat the absolute dog piss out of me. Look for that tomorrow. Rebel Gamers on Thursday on the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, the Talk of Champions YouTube and podcast platform. Riverland's been so good to us. RiverlandRoofing.com, 662-644-4297. And thank all of y'all. Again, it's been chaotic in a lot of ways, but man, I've never been more excited. I'm thrilled to have all of these new users, whether you like me or not, whether you think I'm dumber than a bag of dicks or not, I'm thankful for y'all. I'm thankful for Bill. I'm excited about where we're going, man. And just stay tuned. We're going to do the best we can for y'all. And, hopefully some more good recruiting stuff coming down the pipe pretty soon.
Yep. All right, everybody. Hope you guys have a great rest of your Wednesday. We'll catch you next time on another edition of Talk of Champions. Stay tuned for all of that and more at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com. Philly Devon 3. For Ben Garrett, I'm Billy Embody. Catch you guys next time.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Missing minerals? 99% of us are. Concentrace Daily Mineral Powder helps restore what your body's missing, naturally supporting mood, energy, and immunity. Get yours now at TraceMinerals.com.